Right. Morning, everyone. Today's daf is Yud Gimel in Becharos. We're going to finish up the first parak of Becharos, and God willing, start the second parak today. Hamafrish pigeon petach hamor umeis. Okay, so you set aside your pigeon petach hamor. So you take your sheep and you put it aside in exchange now for your firstborn donkey. So now your firstborn donkey is presumably yours and in the clear, but now you have one last step on the way, which is you have to actually give the sheep to a kohen. So the Mishnah says that your mafresh pigeon petach hamor umeis, and then it dies. So Rabbi Elazar omer chayv b'achriyuso. So Rabbi Elazar says you didn't fulfill your obligation, meaning you didn't finish the process. The process is to take, set aside a sheep and give it to a kohen. You didn't give it to a kohen, not your fault. It died, but it's not your fault. But you're still on the hook. So you're still obligated. You're still liable. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. In fact, Rabbi Loza says, you know what this is like? It's like pigeon aben. It's no different than pigeon aben. By the mitzvah of pigeon aben, you have to give five slime to the kohen. Now, what if you set aside five slime and then you lose it, right? It gets destroyed. Someone steals it from you. So did you fulfill your obligation? Of course not. The mitzvah is to give it to the kohen. So too over here, by Petach Hamor, the mitzvah is to give the sheep to the kohen. Until you actually transact, give the sheep to the kohen, you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah. And the Chachamim say, no, you have not fulfilled your, I'm sorry, you have fulfilled your obligation. It's like Pidja Meister Sheni, it's like redeeming your Meister Sheni. Your Meister Sheni, the crop that you grew over the course of the year, the first 10% you give to the Levi, the second 10% in years 1, 2, 4, and 5, so that's dedicated as Meister Sheni. You don't want to go up every single time you have Meister Sheni to Yerushalayim. So you redeem it onto money. What if after you redeem it onto money, you lose the money gets destroyed? You're fine. There's no liability. You're not responsible for that money. Same thing over here. Okay? Question between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, how are we going to compare the redemption of Petach Hamor? Is it like Pidgin Aben? Or is it like some other pigeon where you're not on the hook, where you're not liable? Hey, Rav Yeshua, Rav Tzadok, al pigeon petach hamor, shemesh she'ein kan lekoin klum. The Mishnah follows up with Eidos, right? It's like a Masechta Eidos. You have Tanayim who testify that this is a halacha. What's the halacha? Like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Meis petach hamor. What if the donkey dies? Okay. The Mishnah here is talking about before you separate or after you separated. So Rashi says, La'acha shehifrish ha'pijon va'adayin lo nitnu l'kohen. Meaning you separated the sheep already, you just haven't given it to the kohen yet. Okay, and before giving the sheep to the kohen, the donkey now is dead. So meis petach hamor, Rav Elazar amar yikaver, umutar ba'anaso shel tleh. So Rav Elazar says, bury the donkey, okay, and what about the sheep? You can keep the sheep. See, Rabbi Elazar works both ways. Meaning, this is consistency on the part of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, as long as the sheep is in your possession, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. You're still on the hook. So that means that if the donkey dies, which means now that it no longer needs redemption, it's dead. So now you get to keep the sheep. And now the Chachamim are going to also be consistent. First of all, the Chachamim says, Ein tzarich likaver. You don't have to bury the donkey. Utle lekohen. And the sheep you have to give to the Kohen. Yeah, of course you have to give the sheep to the Kohen. Because the Chachamim in the first part of the Mishnah said that once you set aside the sheep, that's it. You fulfilled your obligation. Of course you have to give it to the Kohen, but at that point in time now, you're free and clear. So now if the donkey's dead, so if the donkey dies prior to my giving it to the Kohen,
it's been redeemed already.
Right, it's been redeemed already. Okay. And I still need to give the Tlat to the Kohen. Amar Rav Yosef, my time, the Rav Elazar, dechsev ach pado tivdeh. Now, as far as Rabbi Elazar is concerned, the simple explanation, Hekish. Hekish really is the way to explain, understand Rabbi Elazar, as the Torah, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Parshas Korach, the Torah equates the redemption of your firstborn son and the redemption of your firstborn donkey. It's a strange equation, considering the fact that one's talking about a human, the other one's talking about an animal. It's even stranger when you think about one's talking about a human, the other one's talking about a non-kosher animal. Okay, but the Gemara says that the two are equatable. You understand the equation in the following sense. Meaning, you can't compare a human to a kosher animal. What happens with a kosher animal? It's brought up on the Mizbech. So that's not going to work. So in other words, where do you have Kedushas Bechor where you could pay your way out of the Kedusha So the answer is, oddly enough, by humans and by donkeys. Those are the two examples. So Rabbi Lazar says, the Torah puts them together, the Torah equates the two of them together, there's a hekesh. So just like by Bechor Adam, you are chai b'achri yuso, meaning yeah, you can't just simply set aside the money, that's not enough. You actually have to give it to the Kohen. Same thing is true by Petra Chamor. Okay, so if you're going to work with this equation, so remember, by Bechor Adam, you can get benefit from the Bechor Adam even before you redeem it. Is Rabbi Elazar going to agree to that when it comes to Bechor Behema Tamea? By a donkey, can you get benefit from it? So again, this is a classic machlokes in Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. The one thing to remember, hopefully there's more than one thing to remember, but the one thing to remember from the first parak is a very basic machlokes tanaim. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, is your firstborn donkey aser bahana? Can you get benefit from it? And the answer is machlokes. Rabbi Shimon says that you can. It's just money. It doesn't have any kedusha. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't. You cannot get benefit from it. So if you really subscribe to this hekesh, you know you can get benefit from a firstborn human. Is the same thing true with the firstborn donkey? If you believe in the hekesh, the answer would be yes. So the Gemara says, so what's the big deal? Maybe Rabbi Elazar agrees. And now we're going to be lining up, if this is true, Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, V'atanan, meis petach hamor, Rabbi Elazar, amri kaver. On the other hand, you don't have to go that far. Look at the Mishnah that we just learned. The Mishnah says that if your donkey dies, what do you have to do with the donkey? Meaning before you hand the sheep over, you bury the donkey. Sounds like the donkey's got kedusha. Mai kaver lav da'asuba, no? Lo yikaver kebechor adam. So the Gemara says, no, burial means just like I would bury a firstborn human. Gemara says, what? El adam bechor hu debay kvur, pashalo bay kvur? What, a firstborn human needs burial? If you're not a firstborn, you don't get burial? Like the Gemara says, what does that mean? The ode, Tanya, Moder of Elazar b'Yisrael, Sheish lo Safik Petro Chamor, Besoch Beso, Shemafish Tla, Lava Hu Shalom. Addition to that, we have another brisa that teaches us that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you have Safik, so this is a basic nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you still need to redeem it because it has Kedusha. It's also about now. According to Rabbi Shimon, you don't have to do anything. It's just Safik, and it's just a Mamonos issue. You're not going to give it to the Kohen, and you don't need to redeem it. Rabbi Eliezer clearly favors the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer says that you have to set aside a sheep. You don't have to give the sheep to the Kohen, because it's a suffix, but you have to remove the Kedusha. El amarav amakra achpado tivdeh, lipdia hikshisa velo ladavar acher. So the Gemara says, okay, we're going to go back. There is a hekesh between firstborn donkey, firstborn human. And Rabbi Eliezer subscribes to such hekesh. The difference being that the hekesh is a limited hekesh. It's only vis-a-vis the halachas of pidyon. When it comes to redemption, we're going to compare humans to firstborn donkeys. And just like a human, you're chayiv ba'achriyuso. If you do not get those five salim over to a kohen, if the money gets destroyed on the way, you're still on the hook. Same thing is true with petach hamor. Your first, the sheep that you exchange your petach hamor with. We're going to, that's the next discussion of the Gemara. Tanan Hasam.
How did I go with the Machlok as Rabbi Kor? Remember when it said, Mason Hanimbo, and it said, well, but I thought that the sheep doesn't get it until the corn gets, but Gamash Malon, but no, that as soon as it separates it, the corn owns it. You know, the bottom of the middle from the base. Why didn't they say it's a Machlok?
Interesting. The Gemara says straight out,
right,
that the moment you set it aside.
So,
could be that both are true, meaning could be that it belongs to the Kohen the moment you set it aside, plus your Chai Vachriuso. Okay. Yeah, I'm right. I'm not so sure if I'm so excited by that as well. Okay. Good. Good. Tanan Hasam. Okay, let's learn a Mishnah together. Okay, not a Mishnah. Of course, I was just joking. It's a Braisa. On one of the margins of the Gemara over here, he writes, "B'Mishnah Lamatzasi." Look, I looked for this Mishnah. I couldn't find it. Okay, my crack research team over here is now turned into a margin on the side of the Gemara. He says, Okay, fine. So he says, instead of Tanan, we're going to have to write the word Tanya. Tanya means it comes from a Braisa. Okay. We learned in a Braisa. Awesome. Ha'erchin b'sha'atan u'pijon aben achar shloshim yom u'pijon petach hamor la'altar. Okay? If you're ma'arich. Okay, there's a whole masechta dedicated to this topic. Erchin, which basically means I'm going to make a dedication, a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. So, and what I pledge is my value. Now, what is my value? Please. It's limitless. So, all right, maybe not that much. But, right. But the erech value is dependent on two things, your gender and your age. And the Torah at the end of Parshas Bechukosai will give you your schedule in terms of how many salam you owe the Beis HaMikdash if you dedicate your value. By the way, I could dedicate my value. I could dedicate somebody else's value. Again, entire masechta dedicated to that. So the Braisa says, Ha'erchin bisha'atan, which means that it's based on when I make the erech value. So let's say I make the erech value against somebody who is just under 5 years of age, and then he turned, and then I delay, and then he turns, let's say, to the next bracket, to the next section of the schedule, which would demand a higher price. Ha'erchin bisha'atan. The cost of erech is based on when I make the pledge, not when I pay the pledge. Okay? U'pijon haben achar shloshim yom. Now, pijon haben, when do you pay that? That's only after 30 days. We'll talk more about that later on the Masechta. Pijon petar chamor la'alter. And when it comes to paying your petar chamor, your firstborn donkey, immediately, meaning it sounds like right after birth. U'pijon petar chamor la'alter. V'yaminu, the Gemara says, is that really true? And when it comes to Erech and Pidgin Aben and Naziros and Petr Chamor, so the minimum is 30 days. And how long can extend? Forever. Okay? So we have what seems to be now a basic stira between the Mishnah, or Braisa, however you want to say it, versus the other Braisa. When do I pay my pidgin petar chamor? When do I give that sheep over to the Kohen? It sounds like from the first braisa, immediately. It doesn't sound that way. It says it. It says pidgin petar chamor la'altar, meaning that the day that my donkey has its firstborn child, so now I run over, I take a sheep, I'm poda, I redeem, and I hand the sheep over to the Kohen. Day one after birth, or day one of birth. And the second braisa says, no, 30 days. So the Gemara is going to give a number of suggestions in terms of how to understand. Amar Rav Nachman Lomer, Shim Pado Padui. The first response of the Gemara is that really 30 days, but if you do it immediately, it's okay. It'll work. Mechlal de Beno and Pado Eno Padui. If that's the way you want to explain the first Braisa, contrast that with firstborn human. You have a firstborn son. It sounds like from the Braisa that if I pay after day one, any time between day one and day 30, sounds like that's nothing. That's zero. So Rav says that if you pay, in other words, you should wait 30 days. But if you pay within those 30 days, it works. So you have a stira now between the way we're understanding the Braisa versus a clear statement made by Rav. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Rav qualified the statement of Rav. And Rava says that if your declaration is, I want my son redeemed, and I want him redeemed right now, meaning we're before day 30, we're on day 5, we're on day 10, after the birth of my firstborn son, and I say, not only do I give the money now, but I say, I want the pidgin to be effective right now, no, that's nothing. That's absolutely nothing. And so now we have a very fair contrast between Petra Chamor versus Bechor Adam. By Petra Chamor, again, the way we're approaching the Braisa now, really you should wait till day 30 for both. But by Petra Chamor, if I pay it now, and not only if I pay it now, if I redeem now, even if I say I'm redeeming right now, in other words, we're on day 5, we're on day 10, where any time before day 30, it would work, it would be effective. But when it comes to Bechor Adam, no, it has to be after day 30. I can hand the money over before day 30, but I can't affect the pidgin before day 30. Okay. That is our first approach. I don't know what to call it. I guess we'll call it our Rav Nachman approach. Approach number two of the Gemara, Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes amar lo mar she'enu over alav. Rav Sheshes has a totally different approach. And Rav Sheshes says, that really, I fundamentally disagree. When it comes to Petach Hamor, the mitzvah is right away. The day that you have your firstborn donkey is the day now that there's a mitzvah for you to redeem. Take a sheep and redeem it immediately. Good. And the only point that the Braisa is making, the second Braisa, is that you have 30 days before you're an Avar Yan, before you're a sinner. After day 30, already now you're in your, I'm going to borrow terminology, you're in your Baal Ta'acher state. Meaning,
I'm sorry, why did it say ad infinitum before? I mean, you just
can't get it. Yeah, it doesn't, it, right. Good, good, good. The Gemara is going to be bothered by other terminology, but that's an excellent point. Right? In other words, why extend? Why just not simply say after 30 and that's it? Okay? So this is Rav Sheshis' interpretation. She'eno over alav, mesav rami barchama, mitzvaso kol shoshim yom, mikan ve'elech, o podeu, or orfo. So Rami Barchama is bothered by a Mishnah. Okay? Tosefta, if you will. The mitzvah is all 30 days. After that, either redeem it or break the neck. My love, mitzvah l'shoso kol shoshiyam. I'm sorry. My love, mitzvah l'shoso kol shoshiyam. So now, the way to understand the Tosefta seemingly is wait 30 days. So the Gemara says, no, that's not it. Look, mitzvah livdoso kol shoshiyam. So that, no, the correct understanding is that you should be poda for those first 30 days. Yihachi mikan ve'elech. O podeo, o over alav mi ba'ele. So then how should the Tosefta have ended? That after day 30, now here are your choices. Either redeem or be over an avera. Meaning, at that point in time now, it's too late. You're an avarian. What exactly is the avera? So I'm not sure. That's why I borrowed the terminology of Baal Te'acher. I don't know. Yeah. You're delaying a mitzvah. Short of that, I don't know how else to put into words what the avera actually is. Oh, over, I love me by Elam. And then the Gemara suggests, we'll call it a third, right? Or maybe he's going back on Rav Sheshis, right? You can sit in that for a couple minutes. But we'll call it a third position. And the Gemara says, I'll give you a third approach to all this, and that is the following. Maybe.